Interview and job search strategies at work. Today I just want to talk about whenever you become, you get into a job and you don't, the customer doesn't have a good experience. For instance, let's just talk about help desk actually today. I want to just go over that a little bit. When you have a customer and, you know, you don't do your due diligence, for instance, let's say this permissions issue for a file the customer is trying to access, and you need to pass that information on to somebody else, maybe a sysadmin, your help desk, you need to pass it on to a sysadmin. And if you don't, you know, put the information in there, you just let the sysadmin basically just call the customer, almost like the sysadmin is forced to call the customer because he or she doesn't know what you want done. Screenshots are very helpful. Also, you know, if it's a server, put the server name down. Don't just put, oh, it's the D drive. It's the E drive. They have no idea what that means. You probably have so many, you know, so many servers out there that you have no idea, right? So just do your due diligence when you set it up to somebody else. And if you don't, another thing I'll say is when you email people, right, no one wants to hear your why you can't do it. They don't care. They don't care. Just tell me how you can solve it. I don't care about how, you know, this is from a job perspective rather, right? So if your help desk and, you know, your management says, hey, do you mind just doing this or fixing this? And you go and fix it. You go and you say, well, I couldn't talk to the vendor, or I couldn't talk to the other team. I couldn't get a hold of the network team or whatever. They don't want to hear that. They don't care. Like, you're wasting their time because you're just telling them, oh, okay. You're not doing your due diligence. You're not going forth the effort, okay? Why are you emailing me? What's the purpose? So just imagine, right? Your management says, oh, I need an update on this, whatever that problem is, right? And you go and you email your management and say, oh, this is the problem, and this is I couldn't get a hold of them. You know, no one cares. No one cares about that, you know. I'll just tell you, when you form an email to somebody, think of this. Have it state the problem as you see it. State a solution that you see. And then also offer up a suggestion from other folks. What do you guys suggest? What does the rest of the team suggest? Why do you do that? You don't hold it inside. You don't hold, oh, I'm going to hold all the keys of the kingdom and I'm just going to figure everything out. You know, that works sometimes. But when you're in an organization and, you know, other folks know what you know, just let them help you out. It's no big deal. You know, don't be a hoarder and say, I want to just hoard all the stuff I'm doing. And what happens is if you delay getting the stuff and hoarding onto it or holding it and not doing it basically and not employing your team to help you out, what happens is eventually the manager says, oh, well, what's the status on this? And the likelihood is like, oh, I don't have time to do it. And they're saying, well, why not? Why don't you delegate? Give the rest of the team some tasks to do. And you'll say, oh, well, I didn't think about that. And, you know, your management is really not going to believe in you. They're eventually going to they're going to see the trust factor go down because you can't manage things. You can't, you know, there's just a underlying thing there when you do stuff like that. So that's my advice basically for that deal. So basically just to wrap up, give as much information as possible to folks if you can, when sending, you know, work their way. And the other thing is, respond, you know, to an email in a fashion that says, this is the problem as I see it. here's a solution that I think would work. And then anybody else have any suggestions? And then you just move on that, execute on that decision, right or wrong. Because you don't know. I mean, don't be afraid to fail, dude, you know. For instance, I right-clicked on the person's permissions on AD, and this didn't work. Okay, we'll try something else. Don't just stop and say, oh, well, that didn't work, and, you know, I'm just going to give up and just let it be there and not tell anybody. And don't do that, you know. So the other thing is this. You'll find that whenever you let other people help you do stuff, your workload becomes less. It's all about doing less work, people. You know that, right? This whole IT job thing is about getting in and doing stuff hard, easy. I'm sorry, doing stuff hard first for 3 months or whatever until you get trained, until you know. And then afterwards, you do less. You use tools, you use PowerShell, you use scripts, you use tasks, you know, reminders, basically, at your disposal to say, oh, okay, that's what I need to do. So because what it'll do is if you keep that all in your brain, it'll occupy your brain, and you'll go home and you'll sleep and you'll dream about this stuff. Like, oh, gosh, this is just crazy, you know, dream about this issue or that issue. It'll keep you up all night. So, yeah, just put it out of your head. Let your other teammates help you. Bottom line, and what happens is when you get to your new job, you're going to carry that skill set with you, you know, because if you're not a sharer, you go to the next job, you know, it's not going to do well for you, you know, and if you ever become a manager for any reason, and you know you try that, your team's not going to like you, they're not going to get along with you, you're going to have a lot of turnover because you're not. You're not open with them, and you're not sharing, and you're not, you know, it's gonna hurt your team if you ever become a leader. And in that case, you're not a leader, truth be told. You're just a manager. You're not a leader if you do it that way. A leader is like, let me make your job better so that I can do my stuff, and I can give you all the tools necessary to do whatever you need to do. So that's my, 2 cents for today. Thanks a lot for viewing this podcast, listening to this podcast, and have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.